Hey guys, Tim here, and I'm going to tell you how you can get all of my training programs for free. That's right, it's part of our new 12-month coaching program called Springboard, and it's designed to help gym owners who are stuck between $8,000 and $25,000 a month grow to $30,000 in stable recurring revenue. To see how Springboard can help your gym and to see which one of my training programs you get for free, visit gymownercoach.com. That's right, gymownercoach.com for more information. Now let's get into the show.
Listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, in studio, joined by Randy Engston. What's up, man?
Morning.
Morning. We're up here. We're up here early, boy. 5 a.m. getting this knocked out.
You didn't get up at 2:30?
Yeah. Ice bath.
Three ice baths before breakfast.
Yeah. What's up? So, I mean, that's a viral moment we could talk about. The Saratoga Springs face splash in the bowl, the guy.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if, I think Saratoga Springs, isn't that the name of
the water?
Yeah. They have an opportunity. They're just letting it go by.
I think from my understanding, like they're already, the influencers have already done it, doing it for them.
So they could go hard with that one if they had their marketing department was all over it. So, hey, listen, guys, we're going to ask for a quick favor from you. We need some reviews. We need some reviews on Apple Podcasts, wherever you're listening to this podcast. If you get any value from this show, if you learned anything, if you've implemented anything, let us know about it. Let the world know about it. Give us a little 5-star if you would. I'm not forcing you to. Obviously, give us a fair review. If it's not 5 stars, put there too. Would love to hear from you guys. Just light on reviews.
Yeah, well, I mean, it helps other people see what we're doing.
Yeah.
That's the goal here.
Well, it's just like your fitness business, right? You'd love for your clients to give you reviews. And, yep. And if we're being honest, you've got to ask for them because people aren't really just going to run out and write a review. But if it's a negative review, they'd be happy to. Happy to write that review, right?
Yeah, let's hope we haven't screwed anything up, no.
Yeah, I mean, our goal here, guys, is just give you guys tons of value. And, you know, we take the lessons from the calls and the coaching clients and the day-to-day operations here in the gym and just, you know, turn them into shows and let you learn about it, you know, like what we're doing. Yeah. And so, like, on this show, guys, this episode, we got a good one today. It really stems from many of the calls and many of the gym owners out there we're working with, especially early in business.
Yep.
Don't necessarily have all, they're not set up always for success. And we want to make sure if you're going to run a gym, if you're going to do this is not a hobby. We want to make sure that you set yourself up for success and make sure that you have all the tools in place to be able to win. Like at the end of the day, we just want you to win, yeah. Right? And so we're going to rattle off 5, what we call non-negotiables, 5 things your business needs to have to be able to be successful. Now, can you be successful without these things? Sure. But it's going to be a lot easier.
Yeah.
And you're more likely to succeed with these things. So first things first, let's get into the membership management. So when I first opened my gym back in 2009, I came out of an IHRSA show. So at the time it was IHRSA. Now it's the Health and Fitness Association event. And so at that event, you would go and you would learn all types of stuff. You would have vendors and software companies and stuff like that. And I ran into a company called ABC Financial, and they basically take care of all the billing for you. So this is a membership management software. And I, you know, when I started the business, I was like, well, I'm going to need this because I need to have a way to collect revenue. Right?
Yeah.
And so that was like a non-negotiable for me in my head. If I'm going to run an operation, I need to have a way to manage the contracts. Now, I've always been a member of a gym my whole life since I was like 13 years old. There was a place called the Q, you know, like my dad used to take me, like YMCA stuff. And we had a membership card and you were in the system and it was just like normal, right?
Yeah.
Like, so like, it was like, this is kind of like the foundation of everything you had. So at the time I went to ABC, and since then I've switched around a couple, but we're seeing this happen more and more where gyms that we're working with have Stripe or QuickBooks or They auto bill people through just like their ACH at their bank. And it's just like interesting to me.
Or they're taking checks and cash and ledgers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So listen, I always want to understand like trying to save money. Mm-hmm. Obviously there's a fees that come with these membership management softwares. There's, you know, credit card dues and all this stuff that come out of these, the chunk of money that you believe that you're owed, right? Because there's nothing worse collecting $1,000 or billing $1,000 and getting $970. Yeah. Cause they take 3%. It's like, oh man, where's the $30, right?
It adds up over the year, right? For every,
it adds up a lot. Right. And if you ever take it, if you ever take a look at it, you probably kick yourself. Why am I doing this? But at the end of the day, you have to be organized. You have to have projections. You have to have a way for people to book appointments with you. You have to be able to manage cards on file and auto draft and all the things, have a profile for your clients. And I don't know how we would operate without it, honestly.
And that's the big thing there for me is the time and the energy it would take to do all of that manually. You know what I mean? That's a full-time job. Like,
right.
If you got 200 people, 150 people in your business and you're doing all this stuff without the software managing it.
Yep.
That's a massive headache.
Yeah. Yeah. And so the company that we work with and we recommend is Wellness Living. We'll put the link in the show notes. It is an affiliate link. So we would get credit if you did sign up with them. But at the end of the day, they're one of the best ones out there for what we're doing in this gym business. They're going to treat you right. They got a great staff and customer service, and their user interface is about as up to date as any of them, right? So take a look at Wellness. There's other ones out there, but if you want to, we'll put the link in the show notes if you want to get set up with them or at least have a call with them. And then whatever, we'll get tracked back to us. So that's that, right? Number two, go in any order here. Okay. A website.
Yeah.
Let's start there. Cause that's foundational website, right? For a while there, you heard that you didn't need a website, probably around the surge of social media.
Yeah. I would say the same thing right around 15, 16.
Right around the surge of social media. Well, why do you have a website when all of our business is coming from social media and nobody's really looking at the websites? I would argue about 50 different ways why you do need a website. Now, there's statistics out there that said like 83% of customers will not do a business with a company that does not have a website. That alone should say, hey, we need a website, yeah. Right? Now, Google SEO, like Google is the number one search engine in the world. Sure, they do crawl Facebook and Instagram pages, mm-hmm. but you're not going to get picked up for personal trainer in X city, right? You're not going to get picked up for, best personal trainer near me or whatever those things are, fitness classes near me, because they're crawling websites for that SEO information. So when somebody types in fitness class near me, mm-hmm. you want your website's the thing they're crawling. So you want to have your website. Obviously you want to have it SEO optimized, and let's get into some nuances in on the actual website.
Oh man. I've seen every bit of it, right? From the best to the worst. Having a website is stepping into the game, but then what is the website doing? Right. You want to make sure you have a contact information. I can't tell you how common it is for me to go onto a gym's website and you don't even have an address.
You don't know what city or a phone number.
You have no idea, right? So bare minimum, make sure people know where you're located and some way of getting in contact with you, right? Obviously from there, there's a multitude of things that you can make sure that you have. SEO in the back end and things like that, working with somebody to, you know, with your backlinks and your keywords and a blog that can, you know, help with that search engine optimization, stuff like that's great for being found. But then once somebody's there, you want to make sure that they have a way of getting, like, moving through your system, right? Right. Opting in, providing more information, requesting information, being able to book a consultation directly from your website so that they can go down the customer journey without you having to chase and follow up, you know, just because you maybe got their name and phone number or something.
Right. And I was making sure that you sent an opt-in form, right?
Yeah.
So having an opt-in form on your website is a non-negotiable. The idea of a website from the gym's perspective is to collect leads. From the consumer perspective, it's to find out more information. OK, Okay. So if you know what they're looking for, you got to put that on there. But in order to have this website do anything for your business, you need a way to collect leads. Okay. Now we've had three websites in the history in the 16 years. Okay. That's not a lot. Like, you don't change websites all the time for a lot of reasons. Number one is it'll kill your SEO sometimes if you have a bad company that takes it over. Right. So I've had a custom website. I've had a pretty website, and I've had a website that converts.
There you go.
A custom website, a pretty website, and one that converts. Of those three, which one do you think I want? I want the one that converts. Okay.
Absolutely.
And there's no other company, and I can say this without a shadow of a doubt, that has been able to create converting websites than 97 Display. Okay. 97 Display, also a partner of ours. They sponsor our Grow Summit. We use a 97 Display website, and we do turn a lot of our clients onto the 97 mm-hmm. Display. Again, we'll put the link in the show notes, but we got a special for you, 97display.com/profit, I think.
That's correct.
Anyways, if you want to check them out, but they don't have the prettiest websites, and I would tell them right to their face, right? Like, they're not the prettiest websites, but they are the best converting websites by far. We've had them all. Like, we would have a website, like the second website that we had that was the pretty one. And by the way, I like that other company too. I don't think they're around anymore, but like the best aesthetic looking website. Yeah. I was like, man, this is so good look. Like, this is futuristic looking, man. This is awesome. Had all the bells and whistles, but it never would show up in search and it would never convert even when we did get traffic. And since switching to 97 Display, like literally the first week that we put the new website up, we started getting leads. I was like, what did you guys do? What's the magic, right? And this was the same for many of our clients. You know, there's one of our Iron Circle members moved their website over to 97 Display, and they hadn't started their paid ads yet, and they're just getting leads. I was like, where are you getting all these leads from? Our website. Like, were you getting leads like this before? Not really. So what changed? We just changed the 97 Display. It's just weird, man. I don't know what they do, and I don't care to know, but they've got some formula that they use that gets you ranked.
Yep.
And like, that's the point, right?
It's the whole goal, yeah.
All right.
Imagine a place where growth is the only option and where challenges become opportunities. Welcome to the Iron Circle, the epitome of business acceleration, personal growth, and professional camaraderie. Across the country, from every corner of the fitness industry, business owners just like you have found their tribe.
And when you really think about putting these 30 heads together, well, there's probably 200-300 years of gym owner experience.
Here, we dream big and execute bigger. Our members speak of breakthroughs, of transformations, of stepping out of their comfort zones to redefine success.
We just had our highest month ever since almost 7 years in business. We're close to $46,000.
We've turned isolation into community, uncertainty into solid action plans, and struggles into growth.
We can attract those prospects, convert them to clients, have them raving about the experience of your services, even referring other clients, all while you're sleeping.
And for you to get the support and the knowledge and the experience to just accelerate up and beyond that, that's the ultimate hack.
Because together, we are more than gym owners. We are visionaries. We are pioneers. We are the Iron Circle.
Visit ironcircle.net to apply.
So having a membership management system and a website with contact information and a way for people to find you and opt in. And then the next thing, you kind of mentioned it, was the ability to book in a consultation. So on your website, for example, and I'll share some other ways too, when somebody opts in, I don't want it to say, thank you for opting in. We'll be in touch with you in the next 24 to 48 hours.
Yep.
That's the wrong way.
It's the old, kind of the old standard.
Yep, the old standard. What I do want you to have on your website is when they opt in, a redirect to a video. Hey, thanks for opting in. Here's the next step. Point down to a damn calendar that they can book themselves. Now there's Acuity and Calendly and High Level and Keep and all these calendar-ish websites or softwares that you can bolt in, iframe in to your confirmation page. That's essentially what it is. But how do people do business with fitness businesses? they book a consultation, they come in, they have a conversation, and they either make a decision to buy or leave, right? Like, that's how it works.
The customer journey, yeah.
Yep. And, you know, there's plenty of times people walk in, big box gyms, you know, you can even sign up online, okay? And we'll have another conversation about click to cancel in another episode. But, like, you know, there's going to be a lot of ways people can start with you, but in the fitness, in the training gym, in the micro training gyms, whether it's class-based, CrossFit, personal training, you know, Orange Theory, whatever, Burn Boot Camp, like all of these, you come in, you usually do a tour, meet with somebody, get a little assessment done, and then you make a decision to join, do a trial, whatever it is. But having a consultation locks that time in and tells the customer, you're serious, I want to be here for you, and they're telling you, you're serious, I'm serious about joining, we're going to meet at this time.
Yeah.
But if you don't allow them to book themselves, you're leaving money on the table. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, 100%. And one of the things I'd say there too is a lot of gyms underestimate the task at hand when it comes to what we're accomplishing, right? Somebody goes to your website that doesn't know you and opts in to book a consultation. A lot of gyms try to skip that and go right to buy, you know, like signing up for their first class or buying the program package or, you know, and there typically is, especially in the training space, right? Class-based stuff, maybe you can get away with like a free class if it's a, you know, you got 20 bodies, 30 bodies in the room, you could drop in, and I don't like that process, but I could understand it there. For high value, semi-private personal training, that type of thing, then the process is the consultation, right?
That's it.
And so, and you can't show the value of what you're selling if you're expecting somebody to pull that from the website and just, you know, buy a high ticket pro, or not necessarily high ticket, but a higher value program, $200-$400 a month. They're not just going to do that because you have the ability to do it on your website.
Yeah.
And gym owners just assume that that's, oh, let me skip that process and just go right for the sale. Well, we're selling something that has massive value that you can't show the true essence of that in from just the website. Go to the consultation, have the conversation, convert them in person. So that process, I think it's going to win 9 times out of 10 over the direct to say, you know, the sale.
Yeah. Yeah. And I would tell you this, guys, there was a time that ProFit us, we would run funnels and ads and things like that. And there would be kind of a line in the sand where people would buy and wouldn't buy. If it was clear enough, of the start and stop dates and what they were getting in a particular bracketed program, we could go all the way as high as $297. That was the line in the sand that you can purchase online for a front-end offer. And then as the time went on, it got down to even $99 was tough. I could tell you this. We put a trial on our website months ago for $99 to get started. We haven't sold one.
Okay. Yeah, there you go.
But we book consultations daily. So, like, there's, I mean, if that doesn't tell you what you need to know, like
it's the data to make the decision,
even to try to get $100 online right now is so dang hard. When they don't know who you are, they don't understand the program enough. They don't want to make a huge commitment. They don't know if they're signing up for a year, like all these things. But they will book a consultation. They will come in. So having the ability for somebody to book a consultation online is a non-negotiable. All right, moving on. Number four. Paid advertising. Paid advertising. So many gyms are throttled because they either don't understand or not willing to or don't have the money to run paid advertising. We've got training around this that, you know, the big thing is understanding the math. Mm-hmm. If you understand where the money's going, what the dollar in, dollar out value is of paid advertising, it should alleviate that stress of like, oh my God, I don't want to spend money on this.
Yep.
Having referrals as your only lead source is not a strategy. You cannot predict when somebody feels like giving you a referral. Okay. You cannot predict. There's no way to project your income over the next 6, 10, 12 months without having a paid strategy. A paid strategy is essentially, I'm going to pay this X amount of dollars per month, per day, per whatever it is. I expect to get this many leads because that's what historically we have. I expect to get this many appointments because that's historically what we've been doing. And I expect to get this many new sales, new members from these consultations because We track the data that says, hey, every time, you know, every 10 times Zach meets with somebody, 7.5 people are signing up.
Yep.
Okay, 75%. We know those numbers. Therefore, we can accurately predict and scale and project and do all the things you need to do in your business to grow with paid ads.
Mm-hmm.
There's no other ways that you can accurately predict or force growth without it. You can do all the organic stuff you want. You can go set up in front of the grocery store, have 50 conversations and hope somebody comes in. You could post, you know, videos on social media and hope somebody sees it and hope they get an idea they want to start. You know, like you can do all the things without having a paid, especially digital strategy. And I say digital because twofold. Number one, it's trackable.
Yep.
You can see where all the dollars and cents are going. You know, you put the X in, you get X out. And that's where the eyes are.
Yeah.
That's the second thing. So paid ads.
There was something with that. Paid ads.
I mean, we'll both on Meta, but also on Google.
Mm-hmm.
Keyword search is you know, non-negotiable.
Oh, what I was going to say is, you know, the reason that you need something like paid ad strategy is because, I mean, in a great gym, you know, 3% attrition takes place no matter what, right? People move, people pass away. I mean, there's things that we can't do to keep the client in our business regardless.
Yep.
If you have a 3% attrition at 200 members, you're losing 6 a month. Can you rely on your clients to get you 12 people every month so that you're consistently growing out? You know what I mean? I guess it'd be over 7 to actually earn more than you lost that month. But do you want to grow at the rate of one client a month? Is that the goal of your business? And that's what you have to look at. You have to look at, what is my business capable of? You know, how fast do I want to grow? And relying on referrals is not, like you said, it's not a strategy for growth.
Or
right?
Walk-ins or organic, you know, like somebody decided they want to get in shape today and they walk in.
Put it this way. Like when I talk, in the last month, the number of gym owners I've talked to, paid ad strategies, 100 to 200, maybe 300 leads for that month. Well, then, you know, your conversion percentage, conversion points that you'd mentioned, right? How many of those leads book a consultation? How many show up? How many convert? Well, when you have 300 people you can talk to when you're paying for it versus the gyms that are doing referral based. I got 6 leads this month. I got 10 leads this month. You think you're converting 100% of the leads that are coming to your business? No, we know that. Yeah. So at best, you're getting, you know, from 10 leads, you're probably getting maybe a member or two. Maybe, right? Consistently. That's not a strategy. You're never going to get to your goal. And you got to remember, there are people that are walking out the door. Their membership's ended. They're canceling, you know, for some reason. Mm-hmm. So are you outpacing the attrition in your gym? And if the answer is no, you're not building the business to grow.
Yep. That's pretty much it. Attention gym owners. Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Join our exclusive Facebook group, ProFit Accelerator, and unlock the potential to scale your gym to $30,000 a month and beyond. In the ProFit Accelerator group, we're going to focus solely on helping gym owners just like you win. We offer regular training sessions and share our best proven strategies to boost your business. Join us now by searching for ProFit Accelerator on Facebook. Be part of a community that's all about success and growth, the ProFit Accelerator, where gym owners thrive. All right, now let's get back to the show. Okay, so that's the paid ad strategy. And the last thing that we believe in, this is the foundation of this gym and many gyms we've worked with, is automation.
Yep.
I don't know how we would be in business without automation. And so we define automation a lot differently than most do. When I mean automation, I'm not talking about an autoresponder email that goes after somebody opts in.
Sure.
That's not what I'm talking about.
Yep.
I'm talking about a cadence and flow that has touch points in the dozens, if not 20 plus, right? Touch points over 7 to 10 days through multiple mediums.
Mediums, yep.
Text, email, voicemail drops, outbound calls, automation. All of this is happening, you know, AI bot, like conversational stuff. We call it the steel trap. Like that's mm-hmm. literally what I coined this thing, because nobody's getting out of this thing without making a decision. Now, a lot of gyms, a lot of gym owners feel self-conscious or don't want to annoy a lead. Okay. You don't want to email them too much. I don't want to piss them off. I don't want to, you know, I don't want them to opt out. Here's what I would tell you. Two things. Number one, they raised their hand for a reason.
Yeah.
Okay. And the unfortunate thing is with fitness clients, it's a fleeting desire.
Oh yeah.
They want to get in shape today. Tomorrow, they don't care. Okay. So if you're not attacking these leads through multiple mediums immediately and ongoing, they're gone.
Yeah.
They're gone. Or your competitor is.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And, you know, and they're making a decision between two or three locations and boom, your competitor's all over them. And you're just, I don't want to bother them. You know, I just don't really feel good about emailing. Okay. So the first thing is, it's a fleeting moment. They raised their hand. It's your obligation to get them in. They've got a desire, want, need. They've got pain they need to solve. That's what they're calling you for or opting in. Get on it.
Yeah.
Number one. Number two, and I'll never forget it. One of my mentors early on said, you're not in the business of preventing opt-outs. You're in the business of creating and generating sales for your business. Okay. You cannot be afraid to email, text, call, knock on their dang door.
Right. Yeah.
You can't be afraid of it. If you don't, your competitor will. But if you don't, and they don't even opt into anybody else, they're just not going to join anywhere.
Exactly.
And so how are you really helping them?
And that's the thing. That's the takeaway. You know, is your fear of upsetting a couple people by those touch points, does that outweigh your obligation to serve your community for what we do as a business, right? You got into fitness because you want to help people. Well, when somebody's raising their hand and saying, hey, I need the solution, you know, that you provide, and you're not reaching out to them to provide them with that solution. And in a way that, I mean, sometimes we have to push a little bit, right? I mean, our job, half of the job in this business is accountability. It starts the second the person raises their hand, not 5 years down the road.
Right.
And so I think, you know, gym owners, get out of your own way, remove the fear of offending a couple people, let them opt out. No worries. You know what I mean? Yeah. Somebody else will be in that list soon. It just wasn't right for that person. But if you're not doing those things, somebody else is either going to do it and your competitor's getting that business, or you're not doing anything for that person and they're not going to get a result. And
right.
that's the worst of it all. But
that's what it comes down to.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what else to say. You've got to get them in the door, and they're not going to just walk in on their own. The fact that they opted in is just like a baby microscopic commitment. They have no obligation after that.
Yeah.
They could disappear. So you got to like hold their hand, bring them all the way through the process, or else they're gone, right? And this money spent, money wasted, all the things, right? All the things that you did to generate that lead, whether it is that you invested in a website, you put that blog on there that had the keyword in it, that showed up on Google because you put the time in, there's money there.
Yeah.
Irrespective of paid ads or not, they opted in, and then I don't want to call them. I don't want to bother them. No, well, they'll come in on their own. No, they won't.
No, they won't.
They won't.
You know, and I would say that this is automation or a system for automation, right? Like our CLA, I don't think there's a greater investment in the business to save and buy your time back, right? So otherwise, somebody's got to send the text. Somebody's got to make the calls. Who's doing that when you're on the training floor for the next hour, right? Somebody opts in on your website and you're the only process is for me to give them a call when I get to it.
Yeah, you'll never grow.
No.
It'll never happen.
No, right? In the same amount of time. In our system, right, they've got the option to book themselves. If that doesn't take place, now we have a system that's going to reach out with phone and email, text and email, and it's going to continue to book. To book the consultation, exactly, yeah,
with
right?
With the link.
Yeah.
With the non-negotiable number two or three or four or whatever we had on here. Having a way to book online.
Yeah.
Those text messages go out with the link. They book it.
Yep.
And it happens daily. Like I can look at I have it all hooked up to Slack.
Mm-hmm.
I can scroll and scroll. I mean, do they all come in? Absolutely not. Some cancel. We work with them. Maybe they book it out. You know, they got to push their appointment out, whatever. Shit happens. But at least you got them in your system. They're there. They're being nurtured and talked to and all these things. So,
and you know what I noticed about this list after kind of going over? All of that's a system. I mean, every one of that's basically a system for growing your gym.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And a lot of this was marketing based, front end based, but like the membership management software. That's ongoing business delivery. So listen, guys, you know, there's just a couple things. There's a million other things we could talk about, but like we said, got to have these.
Mm.
Got to have these. If you guys need help with any of this stuff, we've got resources for you to get all this stuff implemented. Each one of these is an investment that has a return on investment.
Exactly.
Okay. You're going to spend money on your business. Again, I don't know where and what business book we read, all of us read, that said avoid spending money at all costs. You know what I mean? Like, you got to spend money to grow. It's either that or you're going to just stay small. And yep, maybe that's what you want anyway. You want a small business. I'll tell you what. You're not listening to this show if you want a small business. So I'm not talking to that audience. I'm talking to the people that want more from their business. Their gym was a stepping stone into a better life, was a decision that you made to build the time freedom for you and your family, financially support yourself and your kids in the private school and all the things that you have the desires for. The gym, that's why you're listening to this show.
Yeah, that business is the tool.
Yeah.
That's the thing you have, but these are things that you can leverage within the business that create greater opportunity for you to have all those things.
There you go.
And there's a massive line in the sand between the hobbyist and the professional when it comes to these things. Yeah. And it, like to Tim's point, if you're listening to this show, you're probably not the type that's the hobbyist, right? You want to take this thing serious, but if you don't do these types of things, you're getting the results of the hobbyist, and it's up to you. Just implement them. You know, the one thing, it goes back to a lot of people being afraid to spend the money. Right. And then we have the conversation, CLA, a couple hundred bucks a month. You sell one client. If that system sells you one annual client, it's self-liquidated its entire cost for the year. How many more clients are you going to get from that one piece of, you know, software?
That's the biggest no-brainer in anything that we've offered. Yep. is the CLA. It just is. And, you know, the people that use it, like the gyms that we work with, I was just listening to a testimonial from Scott and Matt from their Iron Circle. They said the number one thing that they got immediately was the CLA. It's the automation. They had nothing in place. They put this in and boom, their place exploded. So anyways, enough about that, guys. If that helped you, would love to get a quick review from you. If you need any help, all the links that we talked about in this show will be in the show notes. Click the link, jump on a call. Talk to one of our vendors or whatever. And that's it for this show. Hopefully that helps you guys. Until next time, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. Bye. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.